Apple is one of the largest and the most successful tech companies ever. The iPhone, the MacBooks, Apple Watches, anything, any Apple product has helped the company achieve milestones and generated trillions of dollars of wealth for the company. Its stock price has grown significantly over the past decade, from around $20 per share in 2010 to over $152 per share as of 20th of February. Given that predicting the future stock price of any company involves uncertainty and variables, investors are now looking towards AI, that is ChatGPT, to try and find out a possible trading range for Apple stock in the long term, based on the information and analysis. Taking this into account, we also had a little chat with ChatGPT, and let's see how our interaction went. Yeah, I asked ChatGPT whether should I invest in an Apple stock and what will be the returns I'll be getting in the next 10 years. Here's what I found out. Hello and welcome to the iGeeks Blog Show, an Apple exclusive podcast. I'm your host, Hrishanki, and in today's episode, I'm going to be telling you about my interaction with ChatGPT, understanding Apple stock, and the returns I'll be generating in a decade from now. Now see, when you're trying to buy a stock, the most important thing you have to do is technical analysis for that particular stock, right? Now, technical analysis is the study of market action, primarily through the use of charts, to identify patterns and trends that can help investors make trading decisions. In the case of Apple stock, tech analysis can provide valuable insights into the direction and strength of its price movements. Stock chart is one of the key tools used in technical analysis, which shows the historical price movements of a particular security. In the case of Apple stock, a common chart used is a candlestick chart. It shows the open, high, low, and closing prices for each trading day, as well as the volume of the shares traded. And the most popular indicator used in any technical analysis is the moving average for that. Now you ask me, what is a moving average? It is a line that shows the average price of security over a specific period of time, such as 50 days or 200 days. Now by comparing the current price of a security to its moving average, investors, that is you, can determine whether it is trading above or below its historical average. Another key technical indicator that you should keep in mind while buying an Apple stock is the relative strength index, or RSI. Now, RSI is a momentum indicator that measures the speed and change in price movements, and it ranges from 0 to 100. If the reading comes above 70, which means the security is overbought, and 30 means it's oversold. When it comes to Apple stock, the technical analysis can provide some valuable insights into its price movements. For instance, when I'm studying the long-term chart for Apple stock price, I can see there has been an uptrend for many years and occasional pullbacks along the way. COVID was a major pullback. Technical layoffs last year were a major pullback in the Apple stock. By using moving averages and other technical indicators, investors can identify potential buy or sell signals based on the stock's price movements. In addition to technical analysis, it's also important to consider fundamental factors that can impact the performance of Apple stock. That is, the competitors, position in the market, the broader economic and geographical trend, the finances, etc. Sometimes, even the biggest tech companies have an off year. Such was the case with Apple, as it did not reward its owner with outstanding returns in the past month. So if I bought an Apple stock worth $1,000, that is roughly 82,000 Indian rupees, last month, it was a lost cause because the share price kind of dropped. Seems like everybody and their uncles have been chattering about artificial intelligence lately. Well, it is a hot topic. And now there are new superstars like C3.ai. Where does this leave Apple though? Will this company be left in the dust amidst the machine learning revolution? Not at all. As Apple remains a tech innovator, with AI connections you might not even have considered. Apple stock lost some ground during past year, sinking from roughly $170 to $155 for a loss of approximately 9%. Thus, a $1,000 investment in Apple stock a year ago would have reduced to $910 by now. See, that's such a disappointing piece of news since Apple is a very strong performer during most of the years. Still, at least the company's shareholders have collected dividend payments along the way. So dividend is something that a share company gives you on an annual basis because you've trusted them with your investments. These dividends can range from anywhere from a couple of cents to a couple dollars, which is a good amount of income for long-term shares because you're getting this every year. So even if your share price is increased by, say, 4% or 5%, you're getting the coverage by dividends. So even if your share price is increased by 4% or 5% that year, which is not a good enough return compared to the bank returns, you are getting dividends. And if you add the entire income, it adds up to more than 10%, which is a great return. Besides, other tech firms have fared worse than Apple. That's because, among other factors, Apple didn't overhire during the post-COVID technology boom. Because Apple was relatively cautious, the company didn't have to implement mass layoffs. Bear in mind, every company is going to have a bad year, and yet 2022 wasn't really all that bad for Apple. It's possible that Apple stock just needed to take a breather in preparation for a potential run-up this year. Nevertheless, there are doubters who don't think Apple stock will get its mojo back in 2023. Perhaps they are worried that Apple is missing out on red-hot machine learning trends, such as the emergence of OpenAI's ChatGPT chatbot program. Yet, Apple doesn't need to have conversational generative AI programs to participate in the AI revolution. Apple infuses AI throughout its products as well. It is still a trailblazer in hardware and software. So the company doesn't really have to specialize in generative AI at this moment. In the long term, it can be a huge loss for Apple. Moreover, Apple is also an innovator in its services division. It remains a very, very interesting business and continues to grow for Apple. In modern times, we need to have multiple sources of income. And an excellent way to do it is by investing in the stocks. But what if you have little to no knowledge in investing in the share market? How do you even pick the best iPhone trading stock apps among the gazillion apps amongst the App Store? See, now we've gotten to a place where ChatGPT claims that Apple is going to be anywhere in the range from $150 to $400. And so it might be a good time to enter the stock market and buy a couple of shares, or buy a couple of Apple shares and save it for the long term. A better approach, if you ask me, would be to start with SIPs. Yes, there are a lot of iPhone stock trading apps that let you do SIPs even on individual stocks. Or you can just buy the entire stock yourself. So which are the apps that can help you invest in an Apple stock or any stock from NASDAQ, that is the US market? I'm going to share a list of apps with you that is going to help you pick out the best one. But before that, I want to help you understand the basics to boost your confidence in online financial investing. Are the investment apps safe? Yes, investment apps are 100% secure. You do not have to worry about that. Consider these apps to be a shop that lets you make the purchases. Let's understand this with an example. For instance, if you wish to buy a piece of furniture and you're bored, you'll go to IKEA or Amazon, right? Substitute IKEA with your best stockbroker app and that's it. Well, easier said than done. But you may wonder how to choose the one for you. If you're a beginner or really trying to invest in an Apple stock or any other stock from NASDAQ, you are going to need an app that spoon-feeds you the information and helps you learn and invest in it simultaneously. So how do you pick the right online stock trading app? See, while picking the right app, you need to understand the services provided rather than the stocks, because companies remain the same regardless of the platform. Moreover, the best stock trading apps for beginners have a $0 or a low brokerage and ETF trades and cater to a fully featured online trading experience. There are several other factors such as the platform safety, brokerage, miscellaneous charges, etc. But don't get overwhelmed. A few things that you should really keep in mind while picking out the best stock trading app for you is quickly and timely execution. Your trading platform should facilitate the trades quickly and with utmost precision. The price fluctuates every second, and you do not want to miss a good deal. Every cent counts. It should be safe to use, because the app is going to carry all your private information and a hell lot of money. So it has to come with top-notch security. Simple UI. For a stock trading app, it is essential to keep the interface simple and basic. Buying or selling a stock should be possible within two or three taps on your screen. A complicated process can take up a lot of time and you may miss the entire point. Diversity. You need an app that is as diverse as Rachel's Trifle. It can let you trade in stocks, currencies, commodities, as well as cryptocurrencies. Well, there are separate apps available for everything. But being a beginner, it would be nicer to have everything in the same roof. Fees. Now, you don't want an app that is charging you a hefty amount, eating up all your profits. It must have limited fees and no hidden charges. One of the app that I really like is Fidelity Investments. A value-driven app that is offering $0 trades, excellent research tools, and a user-friendly mobile app, Fidelity is indeed funding my retirement plans. It's the best stock app for investors. Unlike other trading apps, it does not charge additional fees for penny stocks. The app also offers many zero expenses ratio mutual funds, which refers to self-indexed funds for individual investors. These funds include Fidelity's Zero Total Market Index Fund and Fidelity's Zero International Index Fund. It is the best app for research hands down because it delivers value to its clients. Whether you're viewing stocks, mutual funds, or ETF, you can have them analyzed in excruciating details before making a purchase. It is the best for day trading. They have a Trader Pro desktop, which is the best for day trading. And it also comes with many resources, that is videos and podcasts that can help you understand trading. It also has voiceover to give you the dynamic experience of using the stock app for the first time. E-Trade. If Fidelity is not to your liking, you should definitely try out E-Trade. One of the first online brokerage firms in the US, E-Trade started operating in 1982 and has been a user favorite ever since. The app's Power E-Trade platform is the best for options trading and active trading. The app lets you trade during pre and post hours at an ECN fee of 5 cents a share. ECN fees are the cumulative amounts you're charged for buy and sell orders. Well, you can have regular stock and ETF trades at $0, operation trades run at $0 or 65 cents a share. Initially built as a web-based platform, it has grown to one of the best stock broking apps. It has a very sleek design. It comes with an appealing design and offers diversity in trading tools. Powered by ChartIQ, the app comes with extremely smooth panning and zooming, 114 optional technical indicators and technical analysis. It also comes with many research and analysis tools such as StrategySeek, Live Action, Snapchat, Analysis Tool, etc. And lastly, Robinhood. Now, we have all heard about Robinhood. It is a one-stop destination. It lets you invest or trade in cryptocurrency, stocks, ETFs, or options. It is specially optimized for beginners and designed to highlight the cores and the basics for you. It's safe to say that its simplicity is the greatest strength. Like, it gives you an insight into real-time purchases, which helps you solidify your research. With parameters such as people also bought, you can frequently see hot stocks updated to make your purchase. Don't forget to taste Robinhood Snacks, a delicacy serving newsletter and podcast. I've been a subscriber for a very long time now, and it is the best in the market. It also allows automated investments. Robinhood comes with tools like recurring investment tools and dividend reinvestment tools. The app will automate your investment cycle. Comes with clean design. It is a perfect example of simplicity at its best. With a design that simple, you can see yourself becoming a master in a couple of weeks. They also have a gold membership that goes at $5 a month for day trading. But since you're beginners, I would not advise you to pick that up. So while ChatGPT completely supports our decision to invest in an Apple stock right now, I would say start with SIPs. Do basic research first and then invest in it. As far as my analysis is concerned, I do agree with ChatGPT, it can fall anywhere between $150 to $400 range. I know, which is a very, very varied range and a very broad range. But considering how messed up the situations can be any random time of the year, tech layoffs and COVID was a great example. It's very unpredictable at this point. Looking at the charts, it's somewhere going to be the north of $300 in 10 years from now. So start investing with tiny amounts and then wait for the results. Or you can do what I follow. So whenever I buy a new Apple product, no, I also buy one Apple share with it so that I have a couple of Apple shares accumulated and I can enjoy good returns on it. Take the strategy if you like it. All right, that's all from my side. I hope you had a great time. Remember, investment is risky. It is a very risk approach, and do not use ChatGPT to get your investment advices. Learn it yourself or have an expert do the job for you. Do not rely on artificial intelligence to predict what shares should you buy and at what price. The advices given in this episode are all based on thorough research and analysis. Do not blindly follow them. Do your own research and then make the investments. I'm going to see you guys next week with more exciting content, hopefully testing the product or calculating returns from my Apple store. So don't forget to tune into the iGeeks blog show. This is Ashanki signing off. Sayonara!